Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we are in it. I want to thank everyone, amen, for tuning in on the line and those that are listening by way of. We know God is going to do an awesome work here on today. You came expecting, amen, to get delivered, healed, and set free, then that's just what you're going to get. Glory to God. We thank God for his word, amen, how he watches over his word to perform it. Nothing falls short of the glory of God. So, amen, glory to God. With all that said, I'm going to go ahead with a couple of announcements. I want to make sure that you tune in on Tuesday night to WOW Radio. It's Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. They come on Tuesday at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. It's an awesome word from the Lord that will knock your socks off. If you missed it, you definitely want to make sure you keep those times in mind and tune in on Tuesday night, because nothing falls short. I mean, they rock the house. Glory to God. So I want you to keep those time zones in mind again. I'm going to go over them again. 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you didn't hear it on last week, you missed an awesome word. She sent a delivering angel to your house. And if you missed it, then go back and listen. It's all pre-recorded, so you can go back on Blog Talk and you can hear it fresh off the press. Amen. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we have Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew of Faith Comes by Hearing. The show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Elder does an awesome job. She prayed a house down. She sings, glory to God. She preaches. Whatever the need may be, it's on the line. So I encourage you, if you missed it, amen, you can go back and you can hear it on demand. Elder does an awesome job. She walks the dog on every show that she preaches. Nothing falls short of the glory of God. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we're called the Hour of Power. I'm the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. This show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I want you to make sure you tune in, because we are looking. We came with an expectation for God to move in a mighty, mighty way. I know, you know, it's been cold and everybody been shut up in the house, and you know, but you know, Jesus still lives and he still sits on the throne. And so we must go on, glory to God. Regardless of the weather outside, we still have to go on, glory to God. And then if you move on down just a little bit further, we have Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, where Minister Elaine Jackson comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 5 o'clock, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. After we get through with Prophetic Corner, I'm going to give you a little break, then you're going to go over and you are going to listen to Minister Elaine, and I want you to go over and show her some love, because, you know, God is moving, and don't miss the move of God. You know, he has no respect to person, so we shouldn't have no respect to person. Whatever the word is being taught, and you know it's the word of God, and you know that they're living the way they should be, then you should be there in that place. Now, on Tuesday night, you know that that word is coming forth and it's a fresh word, then you should be on that line on Tuesday night. You know, the lines hold up to 50 people. So you don't have to be afraid to come on and give your prayer request and just tell them where you're calling from. You don't have to give your name, as some do, but you don't have to. Amen. And they're not going to ask you for your name. All they want to know is where you're calling from and your prayer request to know which side of the world that we're reaching. We know it to go all across the nation. So we want to know, amen, where you're calling from. And also, I want to encourage you to partner with us. you know, in partnering, you will receive many, many, many things, glory to God. You will also be placed on a personal prayer list where you will be prayed for by believers who believe that God will, amen, answer your prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you to come on in and get in on the ground floor. You know, this is a new year, so you should be doing a new thing. You should be doing the same thing you did last year. You should still be giving them $2. Amen. We're going to move on. Glory to God. It's only $25 or more. So I want to ask you to come on in and join us. And you can hit Apostle Yvonne Rouse up on Facebook. Amen. And you can hit Pastor up on Facebook, Pastor Joseph Rouse. You can inbox them and let them know what you want, and they will contact you. You may get a personal call from them. You know, a lot of times, you know, I'm not bashing ministries at all, glory to God. Everybody don't contact you like that, but they will contact you, glory to God, personally, and they will talk to you and pray with you, whatever the need may be. So hit them up and let them know. They also do mentoring. They do counseling. They're life coach. They will help you, a spiritual leader, to help you to get to that next level in God. So can't nothing stop you. Ain't no devil in hell can stop you. When you want to do what you want to do for the Lord, you say, Lord, I'm yours, and I'm going to continue on in your word. Just show me where I need to go and how I need to get there, who I need to go to help me to get there. That's what you do. And he will lead you and guide you. Because whenever you get ready to start out to do something for the Lord, now let me help you out. You know, all the little imps will wake up. Well, you know, you don't need to do this, and you don't need to be over there with them. And you don't let no devil in hell stop you when you get ready, amen, to do what you need to do for the Lord. Because all the little imps going to come out and start talking on your shoulder. Let me help you with that. Just knock them off and say, hold up, wait a minute, glory to God. Now, when I wasn't doing anything and I wasn't moving forward in the Lord, then I didn't hear you say nothing because I wasn't doing nothing. So it's got to be something to this. Glory to God. So I'm going to move on down this road with Jesus Christ, and I'm going to go on and get the help I need. Amen. Glory to God, because I want to do his will, not my will, but let his will be done. And be done. Glory to God. Go ahead and hit them up and let them know what the need may be. I encourage you to come on and partner. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead on. Amen. And I'm going to open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we come before you, Lord God, as humble as we know how on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to heal, deliver, and set free, Lord God, all those who are captives in their mind, oh God. Let them heal the spirit of the Lord on today, Lord God, to what you have to say, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the word come forth and be a fresh and a new anointing to them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Everything that they're thinking about, Lord God, Father God, let them put that on hold to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last days, oh God. Lord, you said, Lord God, come unto me, all those that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, and you will give them peace that will surpass all understanding, oh God. We call on that peace on today, Lord God, on this line, and all those that are listening on the web, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, send the peace to them right now, Lord God, because we know you are the peacemaker, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we cast all cares upon you, Lord God, because we know that you care about every situation that goes on in our life, God. You care about every situation known and unknown, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your strength, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We know you to be a healer. We know you to be the miracle-working God, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, he's still working miracles. We serve a miracle-working God. I don't know, amen, you know, how people get off track not thinking that God can't do it. Yes, he can, glory to God. But it's only through your faith that you're going to get, amen, what you need from God. Hallelujah. You know, some say, yeah, I got the faith. Now check yourself and make sure that you're walking in faith. Make sure that you're not trying to do it on your own and you're not trying to do it by yourself. But make sure that you're in faith with Jesus Christ, knowing that he's well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or even imagine. We can't even imagine, amen, as high as he can go, hallelujah. We can't even imagine as high as he can jump, glory to God, hallelujah. So make sure that you're walking in faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I want you to listen to the word daily. Let it become a part of your daily routine in the morning, in the noonday, and at night, glory to God. You have to constantly hear that word to stay built up, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because now so many times you think, you go, well, I'm going to Bible study on Tuesday. I ain't getting nothing on Monday, so I'm all right. I'm there. I'm okay. I'm going to go on Tuesday. Then, you know, some go Wednesday, then some go Thursday, you know, but that's it. Hallelujah. You don't hear nothing else from that time all the way up till it starts back over on Sunday again. But it said faith come by hearing. You got to learn how to grab hold of that word. Get your bulldog grip to the word of God. Hallelujah. And said, I ain't going to let it fall by the wayside. I'm going to receive every word that comes, and I know it's from Jesus Christ. I'm going to receive it. It ain't no devil in hell going to take it away from me. Glory to God. But now listen, when you wake up and start, amen, to repeat all this, no, hallelujah. Here comes something negative somewhere. Glory to God. But you have to remember, you have to make sure, amen, when you're staying in faith, you have to stay in the word, read the word, meditate on it. Glory to God. And you can't tell everybody what you believe in God for, because they'll start to talk you out of it. Glory to God. Yeah, but then, you know, they living in the natural, and here you is trying to live in faith. Glory to God. They still living in the natural stuff. Saying we operate, well, you know, we living in the world, so you have to go by the world system. I said, not the Bible I serve and not the God that I serve. I said, that ain't what he's saying, hallelujah. Although we live in this world, but we're not a part of this world. So I can have whatsoever I say when I stand praying. I'm not preaching, I'm just telling the word of God, glory to God, hallelujah, my God. But that's just the way it works. So make sure. Amen. Glory to God. Be careful who you talk to. Be careful who you tell your visions to. Be careful. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go ahead. Now we're going to get in the word. I just thought I'd throw it out there for free. Glory to God. We're going to start at Matthew chapter 25. Hallelujah. And the title of my message today is, glory to God, the bridegroom is coming. You know, so many times, I know you've heard it over and over and over again. Hallelujah, glory to God. I know you've heard it over and over again. Saying, you know what, Jesus is coming. You can sound the trumpet and blow the horn, because he is going to come, glory to God. We ain't talking about you. We ain't talking about the spouse you've been waiting on, glory to God. We ain't talking about the woman you've been waiting on. We ain't talking about her. And we ain't talking about Bobo Nim, the man you've been waiting on. We ain't talking about I am today, okay? Glory to God. We ain't talking about them too, okay? Hallelujah. We ain't talking about all the houses and all the land that you want, you know, all that you said in the word is yours, yes. But we ain't talking about that. We're talking about Jesus Christ. Glory to God. That's the bridegroom that's going to come. Hallelujah. Now let's move on in his word. We're going to start at verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven, chapter 25, I'm sorry if I didn't tell you, Matthew chapter 25, verse 1. I'm going to make sure. I want you to follow me. Glory to God. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamp and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Oh, they were getting ready. Hallelujah. They were going to meet the bridegroom. Now, you can imagine right here on that one verse of scripture, all of them were ready. It said all 10 of them was ready. Glory to God. They were going. Amen. Hallelujah. They had the lamps. They was ready. But let's see what happens. I want to read on down just a little bit further, and then we're going to talk about what happened. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Now, you see right here, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. The 5 that were wise, they were all ready. They had them prayed. They had been wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up, had the Holy Spirit already living in them. Glory to God. Because they knew he was coming back. So they were going to be prepared and be ready. See, them other 5, they just went because, okay, well, they going, we're going to follow them, glory to God. Yeah, you can follow them, glory, but you got to know that you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, glory to God. You know, salvation is free, but everything else, yeah, you got to pay a price to get it. And a good penny, too, I'm telling you that. Hallelujah. You know, they say, yeah, you got to pay a good penny, but let me just help you out a little bit. You're going to have to pay some hundreds of thousands of dollars, amen, glory to God, to get everything else. Hallelujah, glory to God. I mean, it's going to take some time. You're going to have some time out from the TV. You're going to have some time out from the telephone. You're going to have some time out from people. You're going to have some time out from going even in the street. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And going in every store you can get in. Hallelujah. And trying to catch every sale they got. Hallelujah. You're going to have some time out from all that to get what you want. Amen. When you got to learn how to consecrate yourself. Glory to God. That's not the message, but we gonna move on down the road. Amen. Glory to God. But see, the five were wise and the five were foolish. Glory to God. See, they thought maybe they could live of what they had. Hallelujah. Because they were good and ready. But these other ones, that we just gonna go because they going. Well, you know it's time, so let's go. Let's go see. Let's go. Let's go. That's what they were saying. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Okay, so they were following them, hallelujah. But you see, they had the five that were wise, they was already ready. They knew who Jesus was. They knew all about him. They knew this man named Jesus that was coming back, and they knew what he was coming back for. He's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. He's coming back for those who have prayed. He's coming back for those who are wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in the Holy Ghost. He's coming back for those who lived righteous until he returned. He's coming back again to get those whom he knows have lived right here on this earth. He's coming back to get those whom he knows. Glory to God, hallelujah, that confessed him as his Lord and Savior, who didn't only just confess and they live right, hallelujah. Then they were dead to sin, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And so what he's saying here is, yes, amen, he hadn't came yet right then, but they all slumbered and they slept. But listen, glory to God, you know, just because Jesus hadn't returned yet, that don't mean he ain't coming. You know, so many times, you know, you've heard, well, yeah, I've heard Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. But let me tell you, hold on until he comes. You know, you have to hold on till a change comes. So you got to hold on until he comes. So you got to grab hold, amen, to all you can get. You got to grab hold to all the Holy Ghost you can carry, glory to God, until he comes. Glory. You know, in so many times we fall short just because he hadn't came. Yes, he said we all fall short of the glory of God. Yes, because you fall onto that sea and you want to keep doing what you're doing and then thinking, well, I'll have time to repent. It don't work like that. And I wouldn't even take a chance like that. I want to live right now. Why would I want to wait and see? Then when he comes, then I'm trying to repent. Then, hallelujah. But then you're forgetting you ain't repented from all other stuff. Well, Lord, I repent right now. No, you may not get that chance. What if something happened? You know, God forbid, you know, but then you don't get a chance to do that. So why not live all you know how to live for Jesus Christ now? To walk right, to talk right, glory to God, to live upright, hallelujah. Why not? Hallelujah. Let's move on to 6. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us your oil, for our lamps have gone out. Glory to God. See, you're thinking, amen, yeah, somebody had to pray to get you where you are today. Yes, mom and them prayed, dad and them prayed. They sang the old songs. They were calling, Lord, take care of my children, Lord God. Can you hear them? Amen, glory to God. When they were walking up and down in those places and they were praying, and when they were going to church and they'd strike up those old hymns and they were praying for everybody, hallelujah. And they were praying for their family, for their children to be saved, hallelujah. For the grandchildren to be saved, glory to God, and brought out of their dark place that they were living in, glory to God, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. They did all those things so you and I could live right, so you can walk right, so you can talk right, hallelujah, so you wouldn't get caught up in all that sinful nature, good God Almighty, so you can live a life of righteousness unto the Lord thy God, so you can accept him when you get older, hallelujah. You didn't know why mom and daddy drugged you to church, you didn't know why grandmama prayed over you, hallelujah. you when you were asleep. You didn't know how they sat by your side, hallelujah, on your bed, when you were laying on your bed and prayed over you and laid hands on your good God Almighty and asked the Lord to take care of my child. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, don't let the devil steal it. Don't let the devil rise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, they did all that. Yes, they did. And you know what? Glory to God. You see right here, the foolish wanted them to give them some of the oil, glory to God, that they had in their vessels. Well, let me tell you something. Whenever you become, amen, saved, then you got your own oil in your own vessel, hallelujah. You know, they used to say a song, I got oil in my vessel, glory to God, hallelujah. So they were saying they got Jesus down on the inside, glory to God. So listen, they were asking them, well, give us some of your oil in your vessel. It was nothing that they could do. They couldn't give them, amen, what they had, hallelujah, glory to God, because they should have been getting it there for themselves. It's a time now. Well, you got to get what you're going to get for yourself. You can't depend on nobody else's prayer. Glory to God. If you need prayer, yes, there are some who can pray for you. Yes, yes, and yes. But they can't pray you into heaven because that's a choice you're going to have to make. Whenever, amen, the time comes for the bridegroom to come back, glory to God, guess what? You're going to have to sit on your own bottom. Every tub is going to have to sit on his own bottom. Because he's going to read it off, and he's going to say, in your name, written in the Lamb book of life. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't go to heaven off mama prayers. You can't go to heaven off daddy prayers. You can't go to heaven off the apostle prayers. You can't go to heaven off the pastor prayers. You can't go to heaven off the prophet prayers. You can't go to heaven, glory to God, off them prayers. Glory to God. You're going to have to give in for yourself. This is a time when you're going to have to stand up and get in for yourself. You see right here with them foolish people, glory to God. That's how they are. You know, well, she over there praying, well, I'm all right. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to sleep, hallelujah, glory to God. Ain't it something how you tell somebody, well, honey, will you pray for me? Would you help me out? Would you pray for me? Yes, I'll pray for you. Hold up, wait a minute. Let's go get off the telephone. Let's go ahead and we're going to pray together. But they want you to pray for them. But guess what? They want to go ahead and get off the phone and go ahead and go to sleep. Going on out in the street. Glory to God. And going on out and catch the sail. Glory to God. Even catch the ship sailing. Glory to God. While somebody else is there trying to pray them. Hallelujah. To pray them through what they're going through. That ain't the way it's done. He said, one can chase a thousand. Two can chase 10,000. So let us pray together. Glory to God. My God. Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. So they were trying to get their all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, don't you know if they had spent time with God, like the five that were wise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They would have had their own all in their vessel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then they wouldn't have been saying, well, hold up. Wait a minute. What are we going to do now? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Y'all give us some of y'all all in your vessels. They couldn't give it to them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's why you got to be prayed up, wrapped up, tied up and tangled up, and let the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you before Jesus returns, before the bridegroom comes. You know he is to return, hallelujah. And everybody say, yeah, I've been hearing this all my life. The bridegroom is coming. Well, look at the weather, or the way the weather has been, glory to God, hallelujah. Snow in Alabama, good God Almighty, my God, and I needed some snow fail. Hallelujah, glory to God. It snowed like this years and years and years ago. Yes, we've been getting a little bits, but not like this, glory to God. Now look at the temperature, up 70 degrees. We've been down below 18, 17 degrees. Now we're up 70 degrees on today. If that don't tell you that something is about to happen, I don't know what will. Glory to God. So don't let him catch you with your work undone. You got to know, hallelujah, all of us got to meet Jesus one day. So we want to make sure that we got our all in our vessel and we're ready to go. Glory to God. Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the wise answered and said, not so. Lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell it and buy your for yourself. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Oh, good God Almighty. You see right here. Say amen. See, they were already ready. Hallelujah. So whenever they walked on in, hallelujah, he shut the door. See, you can't be ready. You can't be fixing to get ready. You've got to be ready before he comes. Glory to God. I pray we all be ready. You better get your business straight so you can all meet at the gate. Glory to God. You got to stay in tune with the Holy Spirit. If it tells you, don't go over there. Hallelujah. Now, you better go ahead on and give your life to Christ because Jesus is coming. You hear the word of the prophet on today. I'm coming from the word of God. You better all be ready before he comes. You can't wait till he comes. Oh, glory to God. And then say, I'm going to get ready. You got to be ready. Hallelujah. You see what happened here while they were going off. Amen. Glory to God. Trying to do something else. Trying to buy all, glory to God. He shut the door. You don't want him to shut the door on you, glory to God. You want him to leave the door and say, come on in. Oh, good God Almighty, that good and faithful servant. Come on in, glory to God. Come on in, hallelujah. Let me help you out. This is a dressing up room down here. Glory to God. I don't mean dressing up with your natural clothes. Hallelujah. I mean dressing up with God's righteousness on you. Glory to God. You got to wear it and you got to wear it well. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on. My God, my God. Afterward came also the other virgin saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. Now see how they're trying to get in the door. Hallelujah. You don't want that, glory to God. You don't want the door to close. And then you stand out trying to say, Lord, Lord, let me in, let me in, Lord. Let me in, Lord, let me in. But look, you want to be ready when he comes. So listen, don't let nobody fool you. Amen, glory to God. Listen, I understand. Yes, I hear you say my biological clock is ticking. Yes, I heard you, glory to God. And I want a husband. Yes, I understand. I hear you. And I want to be married. Yes, I got all that. But just make sure that you know who Jesus Christ is and all your wanting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Want him first and everything else will fall in place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know how they say, amen, glory to God. If you cook one cake, you can cook another one. That's what I'm talking about. Because if that ain't the right one, then you don't want them no way, glory to God. If they ain't going to serve God the way you serving them, then don't want them. If they ain't going to give the way you give, then don't want them. Glory to God. Because you want them to, amen, to be able, hallelujah, and they're serving God right, and they're reading the word of God, hallelujah, and they're following him in the word like he says, how a man's supposed to be treated his wife, and how what a wife's supposed to do for her husband, then guess what, that's your, but if that ain't, glory to God, open now that door, you open and let him out, glory to God, hallelujah, let's move on, my God, ain't the word good, hallelujah, but he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Now, you don't want Jesus to say that. You don't want him to say, I know you not. When you give it, when time comes, amen, glory to God, and he comes back, amen, and then you say, well, Lord, Lord, I did this, I did that. Lord, I gave over him, but you ain't did right. You ain't did right. You just, amen, just saying, amen, that right there, amen, thinking that's all, these ain't going to get you in the heaven. Let me straighten that out right now. That ain't going to get you in. You got to confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you got to know that you know that you know, hallelujah, who he is, what he's about, and what's in his word, what you need to do, live by his commandments, amen, the Ten Commandments and all the commandments in the book of the Bible, yes, that you know how to live. When you're doing all you know how to do, your name, and when you confess him as your Lord and Savior, then your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. You are on your way, but it don't stop there because you got to live right. You got to live a righteous life. Listen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. Watch therefore, for ye neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. See right here, it says nobody knows. Nobody knows, amen, the day or the hour when he is to return. So you want to be ready. You want to get ready now. You don't want to wait. Hallelujah. You know, some say, well, I'm going to wait. Glory to God. I'm just young, and you know, I hear this too from some young folks. Well, you know what? I'm young, and I want to, you know, experience life. Well, baby, let me tell you something. You better experience life with Jesus Christ. Amen. Because when he comes and you still out there experience life, that means that door going to be shut on you, glory to God, because you ain't served him. You didn't want to serve him. You didn't confess him as your Lord and Savior. Although your mother and your father and your daddy and your aunties and all the grandmas and all them others prayed for you, glory to God, if you don't, hallelujah, experience him for yourself and you don't accept him for yourself and live right for yourself, then you ain't going to eat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, let's move on. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling unto a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. You know, he gave all this. He gave some, amen, he gave some gifts to apostles, amen, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists. He gave it all. And you see here, he gave each one of them, amen, all these gifts. The talents, we're going to call them gifts. It was money back in those times, the silver, gold, and whatever you want, whatnot. But we're breaking it on, coming on down in the 21st century, glory to God. We're coming on down with it, glory to God, breaking on down. You know, and he did. He gave all this to them. You know, this one, 5 talents, amen. He had many talents, many things he could do in the kingdom of God. You know, amen, glory to God. He can go out, amen. He could win the lost. He could preach. He could prophesy. He was an usher. He didn't mind, you know, doing what God had called him to do. He would do everything in his power to do all that God wanted him to do, glory to God. And then the second one, he gave 3, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm sorry, he gave 2. He gave 2 to that one, glory to God. And you see, he had 2 talents. You got to operate with the gifts you have, glory to God. Don't always want what somebody else got. Because, amen, when God gives everybody their gift, glory, he knows that they can handle their gift. So don't want what somebody else has. Always want what God has for you. And whatever he has for you is for you. And that way he knows that you can handle whatever it is that he has for you. Glory to God, because you may not be strong enough to handle and pray the way others pray. You may not be strong and can handle, amen, all the things that the others have to go through. Just ask God, what do you got for me? I want what you got for me, glory to God. And then he gave to one, he gave him his, and he had only 1 talent. Glory to God, hallelujah. That's what I say, use what you got. Amen. Wherever you're at, use what you got. And he said he'll add. You know, it's up to him to add to you. Glory to God. Don't always want what everybody else got. Because sometimes what they got, amen, you don't want to go through what they had to do to get to that place. Huh. You know, everybody say, I want to do this. I want to prophesy. I want to be a pastor. I want to be a preacher. I want to be this. But what is he calling you to do? Hallelujah. Just say, Lord, whatever you're calling me to do, whatever you want to do in this season, Lord God, don't do it without me. Whatever place you want me in, Lord, Lord, I want you to place me in that place, God, so I can give you God the glory, Lord God. And you'll be glorified through whatever, Lord God, I do. Whatever work that I do, Lord God, you will be glorified in it, oh, Lord God. You'll get the glory, oh, Lord. Glory to God. Because guess what? Whatever other people got, it may not be for you. So you need to walk in that place where God wants you to walk. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on down. Oh, glory to God. Ain't the word good. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. You see right here, with all the talents that he had, and we just going to call them gifts, glory to God, hallelujah, talents, all them talents that he had, he went and made 5 more. Now, let's just say it like this right here. He went, amen, with everything that God had in him, everything that Jesus had done raised up in him, glory to God, hallelujah. He went and he got 5 other people to come to Christ, hallelujah, glory to God. He went and got some more people to come to Christ. Hallelujah. Now, ain't that it? He went and got 5 more. Hallelujah. With the word that he had in him, with all that he had in him, and he was ready. And he went out and he won souls for Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wasn't shy. Hallelujah. He went on out there and he worked with what he had. Let's move on down. And likewise, he that had received 2, He also gained. He went out there and used what he had. Glory to God. And he brought some people in to Christ. How many times, amen, have God sent you in a place to tell somebody something and you just don't tell them? Glory to God. You know, if he has told you to go and tell somebody something, then believe me, understand, he's going to already be done made the way for them to receive what you're telling them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes they may not be saved people. Glory to God. It may be somebody who ain't saved, glory to God. But it could be a word that you can give them that will change their very life, that will make a quick turnaround in their life. Don't you know, he ain't going to send you to nobody, amen, that's going to cuss you out, amen. And glory to God, he's not going to do that. He's not that type of God. Because he said one plant, one word, and God will give the increase, glory to God. So how many times, how do you know that you aren't, amen, glory to God, that second person that need to tell them the same thing that the first person told them, and then God's getting ready, hallelujah, to bring them on in because they're getting ready to receive that word. Man, that was good. Glory to God. And likewise, he that had two received two, and he also gained other two. I wanted to read that again. Glory to God. Let's move on. But he that had received one went and digged in the earth, and he and his Lord's money. Look at here, glory to God. Now you see that? He had one talent, but he didn't even operate and do what he needed to do with that one. Glory to God. He just went on and did whatever it is he wanted to do. Instead of operating in that one gift that he gave him, the one talent that he gave him to use. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's just say that one gift. And that one gift could be, you know, giving you, discipling the word of God, discerning the word of God, hallelujah. But you didn't use that one. And that one gift might have been, okay, I'm going to give you the gift, amen, to teach. And he didn't do nothing with that one, hallelujah. Glory to God. And then now you're saying, no, I want to be a prophet. I want to be a pastor. Come on now. He had one. And all he did was bury that one. He didn't do nothing with it, so it didn't prosper in nothing. You know, it says if you don't use it, you lose it, glory to God. And he will give it to somebody else, hallelujah. If you don't work with what you got, hallelujah, the gift he already got in you, then, yeah, you're a loser. You're wondering where it went. You'll be stagnated, hallelujah, glory to God. Let's move on. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with him. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. Let's move on. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You see right here, he said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Don't you want him to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant? You saw Susie falling by the wayside, and you went and gave her the word that I told you to give. You saw JJ on the same side, and you went and gave him that word. You went and saw Eleanor on the same side. You went and gave her the word that she needed to make a quick turnaround. You went and saw Paul talk on the same place. Hallelujah. You gave him that word, and it turned him around and set his feet on solid ground. Ain't that the Lord God that you want to serve? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he said here, thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. You know he was happy because he know, amen, he had woke up and he had done exactly what he wanted him to do. And he told him, come on in. It's everything's all right because you have walked in what I wanted you to walk in. Every talent and gift that I gave you, you used. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You didn't ask for more. He didn't ask for more, but he used what he got. So stop asking for more, but use what you got. Don't try to use what somebody else has got. Don't try to use other people's messages. Spend time with the Lord and let him give you your own message. You bring forth what God wants you to bring forth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This ain't a place where we mimic nobody. Hallelujah. Not even from the television programs. Glory to God. It's not for you to mimic them. Glory to God. It's for you, amen, to build you up. Yes, to listen to it, but not for you to mimic them. Glory to God. He can give you your own. Work with your own. Hallelujah. Because everybody got a drink. Oh, my God. Everybody got to drink righteousness for themselves. Glory to God. Let's move on and see what the Lord has to say. He also that have received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Good God Almighty, you see right there, he was happy. Because guess what? The Lord, whatever he gave him, he used what he got. You got to learn how to use what you got. You got to learn how to go with God and use what you got. Don't keep asking him to add to you if you ain't using what you got. We serve a righteous God. Glory to God. And believe me, Jesus is going to return here. Glory to God. He's coming. Although, you know, they think because he ain't here yet, like I said in the beginning, that don't mean he ain't coming, glory to God. Look how they did with what they got. Use what you got, hallelujah. Well, all you got is, well, you know what, bless your sister. Praise your Lord, hallelujah. When then you use what you got, because you don't know how they bless your sister, and that praise the Lord, amen. You don't know what that'll do for that sister. She could be going through a rough time, and you don't know. You say, how you doing today, brother? Are you all right? Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Ain't God good? You don't know what that can do for them, glory to God, because you don't know what they're going through, hallelujah. Glory to God. That right there can set them on high. Hallelujah. See, they were using what they got. Hallelujah. Let's see what happened, amen, to the one that only had one. Glory to God. And he didn't do nothing with that one. Let's see. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou have not strong. Oh, my God. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou have that in thine. That is thine. You see what I'm saying, Gloria? What did he do with it? He didn't do nothing with what he had. Glory to God. Let's move on. Amen. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gathered where I have not strong. Thou oughtest, therefore, to have put my money to the exchanger, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which has 10 talents. Look at there. See? Glory to God. See, that he'll take it away if you don't use it. You know, you got to learn how to use, like I said, use what you got. See, he only had one. But he didn't go and try to do nothing with it. Hallelujah. He going to go and bury it. In other words, he was going doing everything he know how to do and everything he was big enough to do. He didn't want to go and do, you know, well, I'm going to go and use this 1 talent. It's all I got. Amen. It's all I can get is just praise the Lord, glory, hallelujah. If all I got is exhortation, then guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to meet somebody. I'm going to say, well, hey, how you doing? You know, the Lord is good. And praise him, hallelujah. You know, he's worthy to be praised, right? Hallelujah. You got to look on the bright side. You know, if you got that gift of exhortation, then that's what you do. You help people to come up from where they are. Because when you start talking to them and that word starts to go in your belly, it starts to bubble. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then when that word starts coming up from the belly, it's an already belly flows rivers of living water. So when that word starts coming up, it's already anointed. So when you start to talking, I ain't say spit on them, but when you start to talking and that word starts coming up from your belly, it's going to help them to feel better. When you are a positive sister, a positive brother, glory to God, when you are to carry yourself in that way, don't let nobody ever tear you down. I remember back in the day, hallelujah, because all I would do, amen, every time I got around a sister, I was very positive. I could see, you know, they weren't feeling good or something was going on with them, you know, and I would just talk to them and I would make them laugh, glory to God, and understand, amen, clean jokes, glory to God. You know, hallelujah, that's what you do, hallelujah. I'm not talking about talking filthy or nothing like that, just clean stuff, you know, just talk to them. Well, how you doing? You know, and I listen, glory to God, hallelujah, and every time I would get around, it would bring them from level one all the way up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And one of the sisters said, you know what? She introduced me to somebody one day. Amen. We was at a church and she said, you know what? She said, and I had no idea, but that's just what I do. I like to do that. That's just what I did. Hallelujah. Because I had that exhortation. You know, you make people happy. You can come on up and make them feel better. And she said, you know what? This is a positive sister right here. Glory to God. She said, always positive. I never had negative things to say, hallelujah. But when you get ready, you hang around people who ain't going to talk like you, who don't know the Bible like you, and I'm going to give it to you plain today, who don't know the Bible like you do, glory to God, who don't know, yes, glory to God, hallelujah. You got to be careful how you hang around those type people, because they'll pull you down to where they are. You know, they'll say, well, you know what, yeah, you know, one day I was going, amen, I was going on my way to work, and this big deer jumped out in front of me, hallelujah, glory to God. I mean, he was big. He had a rack on his head, glory to God. I was going to sue his insurance if he hit me, glory to God, and just in a half. There was a big truck behind me, glory to God, hallelujah. Then you told the truck behind me, hallelujah. And that deer missed me by a hair. I said, thank you, Jesus, because I know it was God pushed that deer on across that road and stopped me from hitting him. I'm talking about his hair, amen, was probably on the front, amen, of my father, glory to God, but he pushed him on across, glory to God. I said, thank you, Lord. But you know, a lot of times people don't think that that's God. Well, they think, you know, that's just happenstance. Things just happen. Glory to God. They know they think it just happened. Nothing just happened. Glory to God. You better know that you got Jesus surrounding you. You better know, glory to God, who you stand for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When they start talking negative, you better come up with some positive in your spirit. Glory to God. Don't let them pull you down to where they are. Glory to God. Because people will try that. And they'll do that, hallelujah. Well, I got just as much faith as she is. Well, guess what? If you got just as much faith as she is, they'll walk in your faith, and they'll walk in hers. Well, you don't have to downgrade on people just because, amen, they say, I know that was God, hallelujah. So, well, you know what? Yeah, I had that experience, hallelujah. But did you know that with Jesus that he took care of you too, hallelujah. Glory to God. If you missed, amen, something that was in your way, hallelujah, then guess what? That was Jesus too, hallelujah. Because what he do for one, he'll do for all, hallelujah, glory to God. So use what you got, hallelujah. I'm going to challenge the saints on today, hallelujah, not the eight. I'm going to challenge the saints on today. It's time for you to rise up and stand for Jesus Christ. No matter, hallelujah, because you know what's coming. He's going to pull the cover off a lot of stuff. Glory to God. It ain't going to be on down through the years, hallelujah. You know, I used to sing this old song, all down through the years. Jesus be good to me, hallelujah. Yes, he is, glory to God. But he's doing a new thing in the new year. He's going to pull the cover back off a lot of stuff, hallelujah. If you have not been going through, then you need to check yourself because you're getting ready to go through, glory to God, hallelujah, because it's going to tell who you believe in. And you won't say, hallelujah, oh, yeah, yeah, that's all right, yeah, yes, it just happened. No, you ain't going to say that, glory to God. You're going to say it with God, hallelujah. It's going to come up when you're going to say, yes, that was Jesus that did all that. Ain't no more, hallelujah, oh, yeah, you know, that's just circumstances. It just happened. Now, you're going to acknowledge who he is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't no more none of that. None of that. Hallelujah. He's coming back. The bridegroom is coming. You see, you got to work with what you got. Use what you got or lose it. Hallelujah. If all you can do is meet someone and say, you know what, praise the Lord, like I said, just praise him. Hallelujah. When you meet somebody, you say, how you doing? You okay today? When you get to the cash register, get ready to check out. Hallelujah. You say, you know what? How you doing? You know, are you okay today? Never approach a cash register without asking how you doing. You know, sometimes you don't know what they're going through. And just your little bill, how you doing? Are you okay today, sister? Glory to God. It'll put a smile on their face. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was in a place, hallelujah, just the other day. And I was over, hallelujah, by the milk section. And you know, I was just shopping and, you know, going around getting what I want, hallelujah. And this lady came by only in this wheelchair, glory to God. You know, the little motor scooters they have, amen, around in the stores, hallelujah. The little powered, I call them, glory to God, motor scooters. That's what it is, hallelujah. And she came by and she said, let me give you something. And I said, sure. She gave me a pamphlet, hallelujah. It was talking about Jesus Christ is coming. Glory to God. And she drove up there, hallelujah, on her car, hallelujah. And she gave me that pamphlet, and she kept right on going. Glory to God. She didn't say nothing, just hand the pamphlet out and kept on going, hallelujah. I thought about that. I said, Lord, you see, she using what she got, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She may not be able to But guess what? The old sister God was slain. Hallelujah. She just came up, hallelujah, and she passed it out, and she kept on going all down by the milk section. Hallelujah. I said, look at that. Hallelujah. So we can't say. We can't get the word out. We can't say. We can use what we got. Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. The bridegroom is coming. Hallelujah. And I'm not talking about putting on no wedding dress and all that. No. The dress what you got is righteousness. Now, you can dress up in that. That's a good suit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can dress up in that. Dress up in righteousness. You can dress up in salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The bridegroom is coming. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. Hallelujah. Use what you got wherever you go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. I didn't know about the line for prayer, but if you desire prayer at this time, you can go ahead, hallelujah, and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Because we serve an awesome God. So don't let him come back and catch you with your work undone. Hallelujah. Use what you got. My God, my God. We are in a day and an age now and in a time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No, I'm not talking about my age. I'm going to tell my age. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're in a day, hallelujah, now where the only thing that matters is Jesus. Because you know what? All this other stuff, it's gonna fade away. I don't see nobody, hallelujah, you ain't gonna park your Mercedes, amen, in the graveyard. You ain't gonna park your fine house where you've got all your nice stuff, all that stuff, amen, glory to God. You ain't gonna take all that and they gonna set it right there. No, they ain't gonna do that, hallelujah. And whenever Jesus calls you home, he ain't gonna rapture all this stuff up to heaven. It ain't going. Hallelujah. It's good to want nice stuff, to see nice stuff. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But don't let the stuff have you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't let the stuff have you. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I don't see no one have pressed the 1. Hallelujah for prayer. But I want to encourage you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To make sure you tune in. And know that you know that you know, hallelujah. Whenever the words come forth, you can grab hold to it and not let it go. So many times you drop the word by the wayside, the word that you just got. Don't let the devil steal the word that you just got, hallelujah. So now I'm not going to let the devil steal my word. I'm going to hold on to this word, hallelujah, because it's going to bring a change, hallelujah. I feel somebody on this line, glory to God, hallelujah, saying I'm going to hold on to this word, hallelujah, glory to God. Listen, don't let them people bring you down, hallelujah. Don't let them people keep putting fear in you about going and knowing Jesus Christ, because you want him, hallelujah. You don't need them, glory to God, but you need Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, because they ain't got a heaven or hell to put you in. Somebody's talking, amen, glory to God, with some stuff, hallelujah, in their mind about that, glory to God. You want everybody to like you, but let me tell you, as long as you have a man named Jesus on your side, that's all you need. Walk away from everything, hallelujah. You don't have to live like that. But everybody ain't gonna like you, no way. You know, some people can just look at you, well, you know what, I don't like them. I know, because I've been there, done that, hallelujah, glory to God. They didn't like them, hallelujah, just because, hallelujah, who I said I was, and they didn't believe it, but I didn't care whether they believed it or not. Hallelujah, glory to God, it didn't matter, hallelujah. Once I get up under who I need to go up under, hallelujah, and get what I need, and they taught me how to grab hold, and don't worry about that, because as long as you got Jesus, amen, and that's enough, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. So you don't have to worry about that, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, glory to God. Nobody press the 1, but hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. But I want you to encourage you, amen, to make sure you tune in on Tuesday when our apostle and pastor is going to walk the dog again. And if you missed that show on last week, I definitely want you to go back and listen to it because, I mean, it was food to the soul. My God, the word that's coming so fresh. It's just like it's coming, amen, from the radio waves all the way, hallelujah, in your house, and it's standing there parking, hallelujah, right there in your living room. That's what I'm talking about. That's when you know the word is real. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And don't forget, amen, on next Saturday to listen to Evangelist Bertha Elder Askew. Oh, my God. Awesome woman of God. Hallelujah. Once she get to praying and she grab that devil and sling him outside the wall, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. She makes him holler. So I want, don't you forget to tune in and hear her. Glory to God. And I want you to also tune in next Sunday. We are going to be on the same time, same station. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then when I'm finished, amen, I'm going to give you a break, and I want you to go and listen to Minister Elaine Jackson. She's coming on Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. She'll be on 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I'm asking you again, amen, glory to God, to come on and partner. Now, this wasn't part of the message, glory to God, I know, hallelujah, but hallelujah, I should have said it last week, I didn't, but I'll go ahead and he keep putting it on my heart, and I'm going to lay it out to you right now, hallelujah. If you have not sown your first seed of the year, that means if you have not given your first seed of the year, you need to get it now. Because God is going to do something through that seed. Hallelujah. He don't tell us everything. Glory to God. But I know if you keep bringing it up to me, hallelujah, then I know it's something that he want to do. If you have not sown your first seed of the year, hallelujah, glory to God. I know you said I sowed down through the year. No, that ain't what I said. Let me repeat it. If you have not sown your first seed of this year, 2018, January, okay, glory to God, then I'm telling you, glory, he wants to do something in your life, hallelujah, so don't hold it up, you know, you can hold it up, by not obeying what God is telling you to do, yes, he keeps putting it in front of me, first seed of the, if you have not, then you need to do that. You can go on Facebook, you can hit Apostle and Pastor up and say, where can I sow my seed, and if you don't know, you can hit any of us up on Facebook, glory to God, all the WOW team. I'm sure y'all, most of you know, amen, us on Facebook. But here they are, Apostle Yvonne Rouse, Pastor Joseph Rouse, hallelujah, Evangelist Bertha Askew, Minister Elaine Jackson, Prophetess Martha, Minister Michelle Wilson, and Minister Sheila Leverett. You can go on there and hit any of us up. And we will definitely make sure that your seed get there. Glory to God. I'm saying it again. Hallelujah. It's something God wants to do through your seed. Hallelujah. You can't be God-given. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you want doors to open, you got to step outside of your boundaries and give seed. You got to seed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, you give your tithes to your local church. I heard you. Yes, you do. Yes, and yes, you do. But sowing a seed, you're sowing outside, hallelujah. You're going outside the box, glory to God, hallelujah. I know some have never been outside the box. All they ever did was just sow their little seed, you know, amen, just gave in their church, you know. Well, I gave to my church. Well, that's fine and dandy, hallelujah. But this word right here, you didn't get it from there. You got this word, amen, from online, from Prophetess Martha, or from under the WOW team. So I want you to sow into this ministry, hallelujah, glory to God. My God, amen, hallelujah. Like I said, you can hit any of us on Facebook, and we will make sure that they get it. I can guarantee you that, hallelujah. We ain't no robbers over here, hallelujah. So I encourage you to make sure that you sow your first seed of the year. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. You know God is good. I don't like leaving the show without giving you the invitation of Christ. Now, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I'm in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Lord God. Father God, I repent of all my sins, Lord, and I give you my all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You're a blood-washed believer. Go ahead and hit me up on Facebook. Amen. And let me know that you said that as I gave the invitation to Christ, because the angels in heaven are rejoicing. Oh, my God, they're rejoicing. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead on and get off and give you a little break. The ministry lane is going to come on, amen, in the next 30 minutes. And I want you to go over and I want you to show her some love. Glory to God, because love is what it does. So go over and show her some love. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to give the benediction now. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. We will see you back here on this next Sunday. Be blessed.